Okay, today, Bezrat Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Nedarim, and we're up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Tes. So the Mishnah talks about two words based on the root Yud Lamed Dalid, Yilodim and Noladim. Hanoder min Hayilodim Mutar ba Noladim. If a person takes a neder from the Yilodim, he's allowed to get Hana from people that will be born after the neder, because people use that word only for creatures that were already born. Min hanoladim asur bayilodim. But if he takes a neder from noladim, then he's not allowed to get a hana from any creature, even those that have been born, as well as those that will be born. Rav Meir mater af bayilodim. Rav Meir permits him, even if he says noladim, he's allowed to get hana from those that have been born, because Noladim only includes people who will be born in the future. And the Chum say, no, when he says Noladim, he means from anyone whose nature it is to give birth, meaning any mammal, essentially, is included. It doesn't matter when the birth exactly happened. Mishnah Yud, Hanoder mishomsei Shabbos asur b'Yisrael v'asur b'kutim. Person takes a neder that asks him with hana from anyone who rests on Shabbos, he's not allowed to get hana from Jews or from kutim, because both of them happen to rest on Shabbos, because the kutim keep whatever it says in the Torah. Now, non-Jews are not shomsei Shabbos, because the goyish Shabbos is chayiv misa. May ochli shum, if he takes a neder from people who eat garlic, asur b'Yisrael v'asur b'kutim. So he's not allowed to get hana from Jews or from kutim, because they both eat garlic on Friday night, which is Takanas Ezra, that people are supposed to eat garlic on Friday night when couples typically have marital relations, because garlic causes a person to be mazria. It enhances the zera. So kutim typically didn't keep din drabanan, but this one they kept because they liked this one. So this one they kept. May Ole Yerushalayim asur b'Yisrael mutar b'kutim. If a person takes neder from Ole Yerushalayim, so that only includes Jews. It does not include kutim, because they go to Har Grizim instead of going to Yerushalayim. Everyone has to go visit the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and that applies to Kutim as well, but they didn't keep it because they didn't like Yerushalayim. Instead, they went to Har Grizim, as their place where they're going to, where they chose to worship. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Tes, we said that if a person takes a neder from the Yilodim, it only means people who are already born. It will not include people who are born in the future. When Hanoladim, it includes everybody, even those who are already born. Whereas Rameir says, if a person takes a neder from Noladim, he's mutter with those who are already born. It only includes those who will be born in the future. The Chum say, no, it includes everybody. The reason he uses the term Noladim is just to describe mammals, just to describe those who give birth, whose derech it is to give birth without eggs, that are, without external eggs, without laying an egg. Mishnah Yud, we said, that someone who takes a neder from Shovsei Shabbos, that includes Jews and Kutim. From Ochli Shum, that includes Jews and Kutim. From Oli Yerushalayim, it includes Jews, but does not include Kutim. As from tomorrow, we'll conclude the third parak of Maseches Nedarim with Parak Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph.